From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block. Now a story about a group of very determined World War II veterans. Frail and disabled, they were intent on seeing the new World War II memorial in Washington. As NPR's Joseph Shapiro reports, getting to the memorial, the vets surprised themselves. They also changed the way their nursing home workers see them.
At sunrise, four certified nurse assistants walked the long hall.
How did night shift go?
Oh, okay. Everything went good. Everything was fine. Just checking, making rounds, making sure everything's okay.
They knock on doors and wake up patients.
Good morning, Joe.
Only these nurse aides and patients are not in a nursing home. They're at a fancy hotel in Washington, D.C. They've come with Lutheran Homes of Michigan. It runs nursing homes and other facilities. It's brought 29 veterans to see the National World War II Memorial. The staff has turned this hotel into a kind of mini nursing home. David Game runs Lutheran Homes of Michigan.
We have about 52 staff. Six of them are RNs. The balance would be nursing assistants. We have one physical therapist assistant with us to help, and we have a physician with us.
Also, oxygen tanks and a truckload of other medical supplies, a device to lift residents in and out of bed, about 200 medications, a couple dozen wheelchairs, and a fleet of vans and buses with wheelchair lifts. It's a logistical operation worthy of the U.S. Army. Game handed out red T-shirts to each veteran with a slogan on the back.
It says, "Freedom from one generation to another." That's kind of been our theme for this whole project. This generation gave us the freedoms we enjoy, and our job now is to empower them with the freedom to travel and move about and just continue to be part of the community.
The original idea for this trip was to pay tribute to a dying generation of World War II veterans, but many of them doubted they could even get here, like Jack Healy of Saginaw. He's 85. In the last few years, he's gone blind. John Healy is Jack Healy's son.
He didn't think he could come on this trip. When they conceived the idea about a year ago, he thought, well, I can't see and my knees are so bad. A year from now, I won't be able to see anything or do anything.
But then John saw something that made him realize his dad really did want to go.
It was marked on the calendar in great big star, and it has really kept him going.
So this week, Jack Healy and his sons met in Washington. John came from Ohio. Another son, Jim, flew in from Alaska. On a van to Arlington National Cemetery, Jack Healy tells stories that weren't the usual ones he told his sons when they were growing up, about how he'd survived the attack at Pearl Harbor.
When we went by Pearl Harbor, that harbor was red with blood, and guys were jumped off the ships and are all swimming in there, and it was quite a spectacle.
At Arlington, John and Jim Healy pushed their father's wheelchair past the hillside of white gravestones. The temperatures hit the 90s. Jack Healy's got friends buried here. Because he's lost his vision, the gray-haired veteran can't see the wreath-laying ceremony at the Tomb of the Unknowns or the changing of the guard. So his son Jim narrates. Jim served two tours of duty in Vietnam.
They're going to march by and give us the salute, okay?
I wonder if he's got his winter uniform on or his summer.
No, he's got his winter, his dress blues on.
Oh, wool.
Yep, they are. He just moved his rifle from the right side to the left side so that it's on the other side of this,
yeah,
of the tomb.
Yeah.
Howard! Howard!
They're pretty tight, popping their movements.
Yeah, that's what you call spit and polish.
Jack Healy's got a red, white, and blue ribbon pinned to his shirt. In gold letters, it says World War II Vet. Strangers, including a teacher and her young students, reach out to grab his hand and say thanks.
Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Thank you.
David Game, the CEO for Lutheran Homes, says his staff works with these veterans every day. But they didn't realize these frail seniors could do so much, like sightsee for more than 12 hours under the hot sun.
There's a general notion in society in general that folks lose a lot of their function and freedom when they're forced into more institutional kinds of settings. And so we really saw this as an opportunity to hopefully shatter that notion a bit. I think we've stretched the limit of our own thinking on this right now with this trip. I think we've learned that we can do a lot more, and our veterans, our residents, can do an awful lot more than we've even thought about before.
After the trip is over, the staff of Lutheran Homes pack up all the equipment and supplies. The residents in their wheelchairs get back onto the buses, this time to go to the airport.
All right, let's get some final count. This is our no man left behind policy here, right?
Yes, that's right.
So we got three Healys.
Yeah.
We got a Russell.
As for Jack Healy, his sons are trying to persuade him to take another, even longer trip, this time to Alaska. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.